From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders, President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar, have called for a ceasefire aimed at ending several days of attacks believed to have killed hundreds and threatening to lead the impoverished East African nation back into civil war. Michael Makuei-Lewith is the country's information minister.
This order shall be cited as the Republican Order No. 17, 2016, for the declaration of cessation of hostilities between the Sudan People's Liberation Army, SPLA, and the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition, SPLA-IO, 2016 AD.
It directs commanders to control their forces, protect civilian life and property, and safeguard any ethnic group that may be targeted by soldiers under their command. At the UN Monday, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the killing of two Chinese UN peacekeepers and urged the Security Council to take swift action.
First, impose an immediate arms embargo on South Sudan. Second, enact additional targeted sanctions on leaders and commanders blocking the implementation of the agreement. Third, fortify the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. We desperately need attack helicopters and other material to fulfill our mandate to protect civilians.
Civil war, which erupted in South Sudan in December 2013, lasted 2 years, killed thousands, displaced millions. An arbitration court in The Hague Tuesday is expected to rule in a three-year dispute between the Philippines and China over Beijing's claim over virtually all the South China Sea. China has boycotted the case and insists it will not abide by the ruling, which some observers expect to go against China. This is VOA News. The U.S. announced Tuesday it will deploy hundreds more troops to Iraq to provide support and advice as Iraqi security forces prepare to assault the biggest prize held by Islamic State, the northern city of Mosul. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made the announcement during a visit to Baghdad Monday.
This contingent will help the Iraqis establish a logistical springboard for their offensive in Mosul, which Prime Minister Abadi reaffirmed to me that he wants to accomplish this year. At every step in this campaign, we've generated and seized additional opportunities to hasten ISIL's lasting defeat.
The latest troops bring to more than 4,600 the number of U.S. military personnel on the ground in Iraq. Most of the new deployment will be at the recently recaptured Kayara Air Base, about 60 kilometers south of Mosul. In Syria, fierce fighting is reported in and around the strategic city of Aleppo. Rebels attacked government-held districts with hundreds of shells and rockets. The government's conducted air raids, striking targets in rebel-held parts of the city. The fighting intensified after government forces were able to cut the main route into rebel-held neighborhoods. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he'll officially resign Wednesday, allowing Home Secretary Theresa May to become the country's next leader and second female prime minister.
She is strong, she is competent, she's more than able to provide the leadership that our country is going to need in the years ahead, and she will have my full support. Obviously, with these changes, we now don't need to have a prolonged period of transition, and so tomorrow I will chair my last cabinet meeting. On Wednesday, I would attend the House of Commons for Prime Minister's questions. And then after that, I expect to go to the palace and offer my resignation. So we'll have a new Prime Minister in that building behind me by Wednesday evening.
May and Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom were expected to contest in a Conservative runoff to replace Mr. Cameron, who announced his resignation after failing to persuade British voters to choose to stay in the European Union in last month's referendum. South African police Monday confirmed four men, including two brothers arrested over the weekend, had planned to attack the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria, as well as various Jewish organizations. They face charges ranging from conspiracy to firearms offenses. The four allegedly were planning to travel to Syria for terrorism training. President Obama travels to Dallas, Texas Tuesday to meet with relatives of five police officers killed last week in a sniper attack that became a narrative of racial tension in the nation, sparked by the killing of two black men in separate incidents by police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana. Mr. Obama to speak during an interfaith memorial service. Japan's key stock index, the Nikkei, soared again Tuesday, extending a rally begun Monday as exports were boosted by a weaker yen. In New York, the S&P 500 index surged to a record closing of 2137. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.